This podcast is intended for adult audiences only and contains explicit language in spicy situations. And we do not replace any advice of professionals, and the views and opinions expressed by our guests do not reflect our own.
Welcome to the Pineapple Express podcast, and I'm your host, Kylie, aka Sexy Swinger Chick.
And I'm Brad, aka Brad the Space Cadet.
Journey with us as we navigate an ethical non-monogamy, sex positivity, sex work, and relationship advice as millennial swingers.
Explore with us as we share some of our upside down pineapple adventures with you.
All aboard the Pineapple Express.
Hello, my Pineapple Express friends. It's Kylie here, and I'm super excited to share some news with you. So I was featured in USA Today for this awesome article. I literally almost cried when I read it because it was just so well written and so awesome. So essentially, it's about swing talk and kind of where swing talk is at today. It's called Swingers Want You to Know a Secret. Swinging is not just about sex. And it's written by David Oliver, and it's on USA Today. It was a couple of days, I think Wednesday. So basically, it's all about open relationships and ethical non-monogamy. And basically, that swinging, you know, is not just about like sex. It's about friendships and community. And, you know, it featured me and then Dan and Lisi from the Swing Nation podcast. And basically, it talks about how like social media has kind of changed swinging forever, because now we are creating communities through social media, and swing talk was a really big part of that. So I'm going to link it in the show notes, and I just really hope that you guys enjoy it because I'm just super thrilled about it. I think it's really nice to have good representation like this about swinging in, you know, the media. I think that that's so beautiful, and it was so well written. Like, great job, USA Today. Thank you so much for representing us in such a positive light. But so it is my 50th episode. Oh my God, I can't believe we're here. I can't believe we've done 50 episodes together. If you've been here since the beginning, you've gotten to see all of the amazing things and the journey that me and Brad have been on. But unfortunately, that journey is coming to an end. No, I'm just kidding. But I did fire Brad. I did a whole Donald Trump thing. I was like, you're fired, you know. But we basically just sat down and had a conversation. And I let him know. I was like, hey, bro, listen, you're not putting in the effort. And it's really showing. Like, you're just a co-host now. So I love having you on. But, like, also, you know, if you're not a host, then that's okay. But we are just going to live and let live. And you will be my, you know, you'll come on here every once in a while and be a guest. So sorry to all of those who are going to miss Brad, but you're not going to get anything really that different. He'll just come on every once in a while. So we're doing a little bit of changing and a little bit of different branding with the podcast coming into our 50th episode. I'm still in shock that we've gotten this far, and all of the changes and all of the amazing things that have happened since, you know, starting the podcast. It's been a beautiful journey, and I can't wait to continue having this beautiful journey with all of you. So thank you to all of you who listen. I'm just, again, like, super grateful, and I tell you guys this all the time, but truthfully, like, I'm just so grateful that I have, you know, the people listening that do. And, you know, hopefully the podcast keeps growing and it just gets better and better. So, you know, I figured with my 50th episode, I would do a really important podcast. So the number one question that I always get asked is, how do I get into the swinger lifestyle? And this is huge, you guys. Like, so many people ask me this. How do I get involved? Single men, couples, women, single women, you know, everybody asks me this one question. I mean, again, like, I get a lot of other questions, but this is like the main one. And I've done somewhat podcast dancing around this a little bit. Like we did a newbie episode, and then we did like, how do I talk to my partner about getting into the swinger lifestyle? But I figured that we would start here and we would really dive into how to get into the lifestyle, just if you want to get into it, if you're a single, if you're a couple, or if you're a unicorn. I figured that this would be the perfect opportunity to do that. And it's also an opportunity for me, when people ask me that question, instead of answering it 55,000 times, I can literally just send you to this podcast and you can listen to it. So it makes it easier for everybody. And this is going to give you a full breakdown of how to get involved with the swinger lifestyle. And we're not going to go in depth and all of that. Like, if you're here and you're listening to this, this means that you want to get into the swinger lifestyle. You've already done all of the self-work and self-reflection, right? The stuff that we normally talk about. And this is just answering that question. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast. And I love you guys. And happy 50th episode. Yay. So you want to get into swinging, so you think you can swing, right? And that's why you're here. So the first step to getting into swinging, if you're in a couple, is you're going to want to talk to your partner about this, right? Like, you want to have that conversation. And again, I've already done podcasts on how to talk to your partner. But that's the most important thing, is that both of you are on the same page about it. You talk about boundaries and your intimacy and all of that, and what you're looking to get out of it, fantasies, desires, which we've talked about in those, earlier episodes. But say that you've already had that conversation and your partner is let's do this. So then you're going to do your research with your partner and you're going to figure out, okay, where can we go from here? What are we going to do? Do we want to date other couples? Do we want to go to events and parties? Do we want to how do we want to navigate this together? And you want to have that conversation, as well as having the boundaries and agreements conversation, which I've done podcasts on that as well. But that's kind of, figuring out how you want to swing. And we're going to talk about the different ways. So let's say that you want to do the dating couples route, or meeting couples online route. Online dating has definitely grown in the past, probably 15, 20 years. And now pretty much everybody is online dating. So there's lots of places to meet other swingers. And the top 10 websites are Swing Lifestyle, or SLS. And it's adult personals, and also it has a list of events and clubs, so it can be super helpful in that way. But it's also a place to meet other couples, or if you're traveling to a different city, let's say you're traveling to Cleveland from Pittsburgh and you want to meet couples, you can also find them on there. So I would definitely say SLS is the most popular one. It's all over the United States. It's pretty popular. It is a little bit of an older crowd, I'll be honest, because it's been around for a really long time. And unfortunately, in my humble opinion, I feel like it's a little bit outdated. And I've heard this from a lot of other people. So I tend to stay off of it. But it is the most popular website, or it's not an app, but it's a website to meet people. So that's an option. And then, of course, there is SDC. So it stands for Seek, Discover, Connect. And SDC is a great way to find swinger events and also meet other swingers, very similar to SLS. It's more popular in the South, or in Florida, because all of these apps and all of these websites are regional. So it's important to know where, in where you live, where it's going to be most popular. So another thing to note is, if you live in a metropolitan area, obviously you're going to find more people, right? That there's more people in metropolitan areas, therefore you have more people to choose from. If you live in the middle of nowhere, Dunkirk, Iowa, or something like that, it's going to be a little bit harder to find people this way, just because you don't have a lot of swingers, you know, your population is smaller, so there's probably a smaller portion of swingers. And then there is Three Fun, which is my favorite platform, because it really reminds me of like Tinder. And I know when before, you know, me and Brad met, I used Tinder a lot because Tinder was like super easy to navigate, and you know, it was super cool. So I like Three Fun the most. And I have a link for that if you go to my show notes, but it's basically like a Tinder-like app, and they sponsor this podcast, of course, and I've personally found a lot of success with them, but I do live in a metropolitan area, so Three Fun is great, and I love Three Fun. And then there's Cassidy, and Cassidy is bigger on like the West Coast, so they started in Las Vegas, and they're really popular over in the West. Like my nose is running like crazy, but they're centered. Like they started in Las Vegas and they're really big out there. But they're also big all over the United States. They do have, again, they have a lot of events posted on there as well. Different communities. It's similar to like the Facebook for swinging, I would say. It's very much more like a social media as opposed to a lot of the other ones. SDC is getting toward that, and swing lifestyle as well, but definitely Cassidy is like the biggest one, and they throw a lot of parties and events and stuff. Cassidy's awesome. I love them. I highly recommend Cassidy as well. And then you have FetLife. So I'm gonna give you a disclaimer about FetLife. FetLife is all fetishes. So if you're newer to swinging, I don't know if I would recommend FetLife. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying anything against FetLife. But it can be really scary to navigate, right? Like if you're just a swinger who's like looking to meet people, and you go on there and there's like people who are into like age play, and you're just like, whoa, this is really overwhelming. And of course, I'm not kink shaming that or anything, but I'm just saying that like, it can be really overwhelming, especially if you're new to these spaces. Once you're more of a seasoned swinger or a seasoned kinkster, it's a great place to find community, but it can be a little bit overwhelming. So I did want to just like give that little disclaimer, but FetLife is really popular and it's been around for a really long time. And then Field is another one. It's a great way to meet local swingers or people who are in open relationships. And Field has definitely been growing in popularity. And then you have #open, and that is a non-monogamous dating app. And I actually went to a summit with the owners of this, and they're amazing, amazing people. I love them. Oh my God. I love them so much. But they're bigger within like open relationship communities and like polyamorous community. But like they did say that their swinger population is growing a lot. Like I think this was back in May of last year, so these numbers are probably doubled, but they said that they had like 500,000 swingers on the app. So that's a lot. That's a good amount. And then an oldie but a goodie, but Adult Friend Finder. Again, very overwhelming, but not, you know, a horrible place to meet people. It was very popular like in the 90s and the early 2000s. But, you know, it can be overwhelming with a lot of people and a lot of things going on. But, you know, it's not a bad place to go. So then there is Reddit R for R. So that means that you're seeking, like on Reddit, it means like there's swinger Reddits where you can find other couples and you want to find them in your area. If you know how to navigate Reddit, I would highly recommend finding people there. I've known a lot of people who've had success on there. And of course, Swinger Society, which is another one. So you can swingersociety.net. It's owned by my good friends, and I've met a lot of great people there. They throw a lot of great events, and I just highly recommend them. So another way to meet swingers would be like through social media groups. So the Discord, we have our Swinger Society Discord and our Swinger Society Facebook, or you can find ones like in your area, you know, groups in your area. Now, of course, like a lot of them, you can't just search, you know, swinging on Facebook and find them. You have to know somebody who knows somebody, if you're brand new to swinging, then it might not be an option for you yet, but definitely meeting people online can help, especially on like SLS or SDC or Three Fun. And then you can get a network of people and then they can put you on to these different social media groups. Online swinging has definitely grown in population, especially popularity over the past couple of years. And obviously because, you know, there are more millennials joining the lifestyle, and millennials have really, I've really only known in my dating life, like online dating. So that makes total sense that like, that's kind of how millennials will navigate. Now the lifestyle is based on the numbers, 50% millennials. So we're getting more into these online spaces, and I feel like it's going to grow. When it comes to online dating as a swinger, one thing that you're going to want to avoid is vanilla dating apps. I get a lot of people you hear all the time, like on Tinder, you know, couples seeking other couples and whatnot. And people kind of laugh at it because that's not the space for swingers. We have spaces for swingers, and we have online dating apps similar to Tinder or Plenty of Fish, you know, something like a ThreeFun. And those people on there are vanilla. They're not looking for other swingers. They're looking for relationships. They're looking to date. So that's why we have a lot of these specialized dating websites. And I think that that's really important. Like, we don't want to be in other people's spaces, vanilla people's spaces, you know. And I think it's just really important to think about, like, okay, let's respect them and they'll respect us. You wouldn't want a vanilla person coming on a swinger dating app and then being like, no, we're just vanilla, we're monogamous, or I'm looking for a monogamous relationship on a non-monogamous app, right? So with Tinder, I know that like, there are some new things that you can do on. I haven't been on there in forever, but like, you can say that you're non-monogamous, but still, like, leave that to the monogamous people. All right, let's give the monogs what they want and give them their monogamous dating app. And let's go on to apps that are non-monogamous, right? There's so many. And, you know, there's great ways to meet people. You don't have to go on Tinder to do it. You can go on these other websites and apps. The one thing that I do want to note is a lot of them do cost money, just like every other dating app, right? I mean, I know that a lot of the dating apps are free, and maybe that's why people like to use those over the non-monogamy ones. But like, here's the reality of swinging, you guys. And I've talked about this. It's expensive. You're going to have to pay. I just had somebody message me the other day like, hey, do you know of any apps that are free? And I'm like, I don't. Because that's just the name of the game, baby. Like, you know, this lifestyle, regardless if you're dating people on apps, if you're dating people, if you're meeting, I mean, social media is obviously free, but like, that would be the only way to meet people that's free. And like, that's, you know, even tough anyways, right? But if you go to events, it's not gonna be free. Like, none of this is free. It's expensive. And I mean, it is what it is. We don't have any control over that. But like, if you want a good dating app where you don't have to sift through, because like, think of the time, like, this takes so much time to navigate, you guys. Like, this takes forever, right? So like, if you're even thinking about it in just like time, you know, it's gonna create, you know, less time that you're on the app and more time like meeting people. You're not gonna have to sift through the bullshit. Like, these are people that are there for swinging, right? So I mean, that's one thing to think about, you know. But it does cost money to be on these apps and websites most of the time, but it's worth it in the end. And it's not that much in the scheme of things, you know. I mean, it's like paying for your morning coffee from Starbucks, you know, or whatever. Like, it's worth it in the end. So again, I like ThreeFun the most because it's the most, I say, millennial friendly, just my personal opinion. But you know, there's all different types of them, which I just listed them. And if you guys want, I'm going to list them all in the show notes. Easy, clickable. And you can just go there, click, and get swinging. But before we dive into that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Guys, just so you know, I'm paying my way through school. And I'm really working hard to get a leg up, you know, and get my, you know, head above water, I guess you could say. So anything that you guys, you know, help out, and if you go, you know, and use any of these links, it helps me keep my podcast going. It helps me, you know, have more time to content create so that I don't have to work as much. And yeah, so I really appreciate you. And if any of these different products or different, you know, organizations or whatever you want to call them, seem like they would help you. There's dating apps and STI tests and, you know, sex toys and whatnot, and lube and stuff like that. But if any of these sound enticing to you, please use my my codes. And then I get a little bit of commission on it, and it helps me out. And it helps you out because you got your lube and you got your sex toys and you got your, you know, all the fun, sexy stuff that you need for swinging, or you're meeting new people. So I really would appreciate that. Hey, Upside Down Pineapple people. Join the millions of couples enjoying amazing sex with Promescent. I personally love their variety of products they offer, and their aloe-based lube is the only lube I've ever used that doesn't throw off my pH. Brad loves their delay spray, which is clinically proven to help men last longer in bed. Their products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and free shipping on orders in the U.S. over $10. Their shipping is discreet and private, which is perfect for us in the swinger lifestyle. Make sure that you go to www.promescent.com/Kylie for all your discreet sexual health needs. My link is in the show notes. Promescent helps you live your best upside down pineapple life. I get asked all the time, how do I get into the non-monogamous lifestyle? And I've got the solution for you. It's the 3Fun app. It's the best dating app for couples and singles looking to explore open relationships. It's totally millennial friendly, aka it's in the 21st century, you guys. This is finally a dating app for us non-monogamous folks who are looking for a unicorn. Maybe you're looking for a bull. Maybe you're looking for a couple. This is my favorite app, and I use it all the time. If you want to find a link to it, just go to www.sexyswingerchick.net, and you'll find my link. Hope to see you guys there.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code CHIC, that's C-H-I-C, at checkout.
Okay, so the next part of the podcast is, if you want to get into swinging, talking about events and clubs. So this is the way that me and Brad like to swing. We typically don't date other swingers. You know, we don't really do the apps. We've met couples on the apps, but we prefer to meet in person. And I think that that's a way that a lot of my friends navigate swinging. And I think that that's just important to note, that like everybody is going to swing differently. And that's something that you have to talk to your partner about. You know, how do you guys want to navigate it? Because some people, you know, the, you know, apps and kind of the dating apps seems a little bit easier for them. And it seems more like they can do that. And then the clubs seem like, you know, it would be a lot better for them to do it like that. So it really depends on you and your partner and how you guys want to navigate it. But we're going to talk about clubs and events and how to find those. So we'll start with the clubs. Typically, every big city in the United States does have swinger clubs. Okay, so a swinger club is a club that you go to, and it's just like a normal club, except it usually has playrooms on site, or sometimes they have them off site, and they have like hotels and stuff like that. But usually they're on site. So if you live in a big city like I do, we have 2 swinger clubs, and I'm going to give you every city that there's a swinger club. And if you go on to my website, Conscious Love Connections, which is in the show notes, I have a blog about this. So if I named your city, then you can, you know, go on there and see which one it is. So Birmingham, Alabama has 2 clubs. And then Phoenix, Arizona has 2 clubs. Tucson has a club. Yuma and Goodyear, Arizona. Los Angeles has like 4 or 5 different clubs. And then San Francisco has a club. And then Emeryville, California, Modesto, California, Forest Hill, California, Los Gatos, Palm Springs, and Northern California Aurora, Colorado, Denver, Colorado has two, and then Colorado Springs, Colorado, and then there's one in Hartford, Connecticut. Delaware has none. And then Florida has one in Land O'Lakes, one in Kissimmee, obviously Secrets, Cocoa, Florida, Pompano, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Miami, Hollywood. There's two in Fort Lauderdale, or three in Fort Lauderdale, and then Cape Coral has one as well. In Atlanta, there is three, and then Cleveland, Georgia has one, and then Savannah, Georgia has one. And then in Hawaii, there are none. Sorry, Hawaii. Idaho in Post Falls, Idaho. Wow, Idaho actually has a club. That's exciting. There are two in Chicago, Illinois, one in Crete, Illinois, Galesburg, Illinois, and Country Club Hills, Illinois. And then in Indiana, Indianapolis has two. Hammond, Indiana has one. And then Anderson, Indiana has one. Iowa, whew, shocked me. Des Moines has one. And then Kansas City, Kansas has one. And then Lexington, Kentucky has two. And then there's also Tempted, which is new, which isn't on my list, but Tempted is in Louisville, Kentucky. And then Louisiana has, there's two in New Orleans and one in Shreveport, Louisiana, in Bro Bridge, Louisiana. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Maine has none. In Maryland, they have Cantonsville has one. Hyattsville has one, and then Port Deposit, Maryland has one, and then North Shore, Massachusetts has one, and then in Michigan, Decatur, Michigan has one, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Gaylord, Michigan, and Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Minnesota has none. Oh, I'm sorry, Minnesota. How terrible. But you guys have some great strip clubs in Minneapolis, so. And then Mississippi has one in Gulfport, and then Missouri has one in Kansas City, Missouri. Montana, you don't have any. No surprise there. Nebraska, the Cornhuskers don't have any either. And then in Nevada, there's like a ton. Like I'm going to say at least seven in Las Vegas, and then Reno, Nevada has one. New Hampshire, none. New Jersey and Glen Gardner, New Jersey, Atlantic City and Browns Mills, New Mexico has one in Albuquerque, New York City has two, three, and then Astoria, New York has one, and Long Island, New York has one. And then in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, New Bern, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Raleigh, North Carolina, North Dakota, none. And then in Ohio, we have Club Arrows, my home club. Ohana's is in Columbus. And then you have Escape in Cleveland. And then one in Middletown, Ohio, and one in Milford. And then there's one in Cincinnati, and there's one in Mansfield. And then Oklahoma, two of them are in Oklahoma City. And then you have three in Portland, Oregon, and that's all that Oregon has. And then in Pennsylvania, you have one in Newport, Pennsylvania, one in Gettysburg. There's three in Philadelphia. Spring Grove has one. And then Wind Gap, Pennsylvania. And then Rhode Island has two in Providence. South Carolina has two in Columbia, South Carolina. And then South Dakota, none. Tennessee has one in Madison, Tennessee, one in Johnson City, Tennessee, and one in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then one in Nashville. And then Texas has five in Houston, two in Dallas, one in Austin, one in San Antonio, one in El Paso, Poolville, Texas, and then Lubbock, Texas. And then Utah has none. Colchester, Vermont has one. In Virginia, you don't have any. Washington, there's two in Seattle. West Virginia, in Gallipolis Ferry, West Virginia, they have one. And then Wisconsin, ooh, some cheese. Black River Falls, Wisconsin has one. Wyoming has none. So if I named any of the cities that you live in, you have a swingers club. If I didn't name the city that you live in, think of those cities and what one is closest to you. And then that's how you're going to find. And I listed them all on my blog, and then there's clickable links as well. So if you want to go to a swinger club, that's how me and Brad started. And I think it's a great way to start because you can go and you can see, you know, okay, well, you can watch and see how people are interacting and talking to people. And that's going to be super helpful. But I like clubs. And then there's obviously hotel takeovers, which I don't know all of the hotel takeovers in the United States. I don't know if there's even a list of them anywhere. I've looked and there's, you know, that's why the websites like SLS or SDC are really helpful, or Cassidy, because they have a list of those events. Same thing with like cruises and resorts. There's some resorts in the United States. Some of the resorts are like in Mexico, or some of the resorts are like in Jamaica, like there's Hito. So it really depends on how you want your swinger experience to be. So now we're going to talk about swinger vacations and resorts in North America. So you have the Temptation Cruise, which goes for 5 days. And then you have the Bliss Cruise, which is 5 to 7 days. And then, of course, you have Temptation Cancun Resort. So basically, it's called like the playground for grownups, and it's 21 plus, and it's got exclusive topless areas, and it's sexy and a lot of fun. But I don't know if it's like a full on swingers one, like where people are just like fucking everywhere. Like, I know that's how Secrets is. I don't think it is, though. And then there's the Desire Riviera Maya Resort in Cancun, which this is a couples only resort, and it is clothing optional, and it's intimate, and it's got exclusive spaces to meet other swingers. And then there's the Desire Pearl Resort, and that is in Puerto Morales, and it's, you know, also it's like a village style property, and it's all inclusive, and it's got a lot of amenities. So then there's Hedonism, which is a swingers full-on resort that's in Jamaica. I want to go there so bad. And then, of course, you have Naughty in New Orleans, which is pretty much the biggest swinger event of, you know, and swinger vacation of, like, the United States. And I think last year there was like 2,600 swingers, but we went and we loved it. And we're going again this year, but that's more of like a conference style one. But we love Naughty in New Orleans. And if you want to go to that, you should definitely come, because we're going to be there. And yeah, we just absolutely love it. So yeah, that is, in a nutshell, the best way to get involved with swinging is either going to events or online, or going to swinger resorts or cruises, right? So swinging can be however you want it to be. It's what you make it. It's what you and your partner make it. Or if you're a single person, you know, and this is the one thing to note. So single women are pretty much allowed everywhere, unless it says couples only, but single men are not. So if you are a single male and you want to go to a swingers club, make sure that you go to the club website and find out if you're even allowed to go. Because wouldn't that suck if, like, you're a single male and then you go all the way to, like, the big city next to you, which is, like, 2 hours, and you drive all the way and you make all these plans and you go and they're like, oh, you can't come. So, like, if it doesn't list it on the website, or if it doesn't explicitly say, like, this is couples only, or singles can only go on this day, or, you know, you have to be vetted in or something like that, give them a call before doing that, because that's something to really think about. But I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know it's a short one, but I think that this is just one that, like, I really needed to get out there into the world to help you guys and support you guys in your swinger experience, because this is like the biggest question I get asked. So if, you know, if you have any other various questions beyond that, of course, I have all different types of podcasts that can help with that. We've got the newbie podcast. We've got the talking to your partner one. We've got the handling jealousy, handling rejection, all of that for you. So enjoy the rest of your day. I love you guys so much. And thank you for continuously riding on the Pineapple Express with me.